Test.
That's how you're gonna be.
This is my.
This is your actual voice.
This is a little bit more. smooth version of my voice.
Smooth.
Yeah.
You just woke up.
Gravelly. Smooth gravelly.
It's smooth when you wake up, and then it gets gravelly, more gravelly, and rough as the day goes on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Comedy Death Star, the podcast that digs into the dark side of comedy. I'm your host, Denzel Myers. My guest this week is writer-performer Alaya Aquarian.
Don't call me Alaya.
Why not?
Because my name's Alaya.
Alaya.
Yeah.
Alaya Aquarian.
That's one of my jokes about my name.
Okay. Am I not the only person that got it wrong?
That's right.
Everybody gets it wrong.
Most people call me Alaya.
Alaya.
When they read it.
Alaya Aquarian.
Alaya. Or you can say Aleha.
Aleha. Is Aquarian really your real last name?
It's really my birth. I was born Alaya Amanita Aquarian.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have a talk with your parents. Yeah. Here to talk about her show, that's why we're here, not really just to talk about your name, Psychodelicate. Is that right?
That's correct.
Psychodelicate's magical mystery comedy show in the upcoming Hollywood Fringe Festival, June 2018. That's really coming up very quick. We're going to chat all about that and more in a moment, but first a message from our corporate overlords.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Death Star is a production of Actors Comedy Studio and acsdigital.tv. Mm-hmm. I'm Denzel Myers. My guest today is writer-performer Alaya Aquarian. Mm-hmm. Hello, Alaya.
All hail ACS.
All hail ACS, except that we're here in the middle of Grand Central Station.
Because, we got kicked out.
Yeah, they booked our room, and now we're in a noisy hallway.
Hallway,
yeah,
yay.
That's okay.
I like it.
So,
you know, it's appropriate to the show.
What, your show?
To my show, because my show is about interdimensional travel.
Well, we were in a hallway.
So
what is a skinny hallway in Hollywood have to do with interdimensional travel?
Well, it's like a passageway that just like a wormhole or an interdimensional portal would be.
Okay. Interdimensional portal wormhole.
Wormhole.
That's
hallway.
Needs cleaning.
That maybe, may have some dust in the edges of the floorboards.
Dimensional. Do they have interdimensional wormhole dust bunnies?
Yes, absolutely. There's. I think that it may be what one of our characters in the show is. We have a bunny in the show.
Interdimensional.
Yeah. Well, his name is Joe Borfo, and he is a large bunny man.
A large bunny man in a bunny. Large bunny man costume.
Yes, a large man in a bunny suit.
Does he abuse people?
He may. Yeah. I'm not. You know. His. He definitely has some. Antisocial,
if
he's gonna go. It's gonna get dark.
If you're a big guy in a bunny costume,
bunny.
You should definitely be antisocial.
Yeah.
Give him a megaphone.
Oh yes, he loves his megaphone. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. As he smoke a cigar. There you go.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Psychodelicate.
We're not allowed to have pyrotechnics in the theater.
Yeah, that's right. Psychodelicate's magical mystery comedy show. Let's just first say it's at Studio C.
Yes.
6448 Santa Monica Boulevard here in Hollywood, part of the Hollywood Fringe. Everything in the Hollywood Fringe is like within a mile of this central place.
Oh, thank you for that information.
Yeah, and Psychodelicate is an interdimensional traveler / psychonaut / mystic / clown.
Yes.
A lot of slashes.
There's so many more that I didn't include in that description.
You ran out of punctuation marks. Yeah.
So out of slash marks.
So, tell us anything about what the hell this... I understand all the words, but I don't understand them put together.
How they all go together?
Yeah.
Okay, so this character, Psychodelicate, came to me. I don't know. I think it's a channeled character.
We're going to say yes to that.
Yeah. And, fully formed. This is who she is and what she's about. It's really like a psychonaut is someone who takes psychedelic substances and travels into different dimensions, basically. And so that kind of is what ties psychedelics and interdimensional travel together.
Okay.
And then the clown part is that clowns, the archetype of the clown is the truth teller, the world bridger, the person who brings the what's out of the ordinary, what's in the spirit realms into the manifest connected human experience.
Yeah, well, the archetypal root of this clown process is a shaman.
Right.
Right? In the ancient times, the shaman was the one who traveled between worlds.
Yes.
From one side, death to life, dreams to non-dreams, and
imagination.
He or she, believes that all those realms are equally real.
Right. As we all might be well to do.
Well, is that part of what the show is about?
That very much so. That is what the show is about.
The thing you think is reality is not necessarily the only reality.
So what I say to people is that it's an inquiry into the nature of reality.
Okay.
And so our and the human experience.
All right. So during the show, you're going to fuck people's heads up.
Yes.
They're going to leave less certain about everything.
Also, one of the other things that one of my catchphrases, taglines, is come let our psychedelic circus blow your mind.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's definitely one of our intentions and missions. And then my main mission statement for the show I would love to share with you is...
Well, that's very businesslike to have a mission statement for a psychedelic show. Go ahead.
The thing is...
Well, you're serious. You're not messing around.
No, it's very... I'm very serious about this. It was the tagline, but I mentioned it to... I shared it with someone and they said, that's a mission statement. That's not a tagline. So I've taken that on. So Psychedelicate's magical mystery comedy show is... here now to spread the good news of the multiverse, opening hearts and expanding minds through interdimensional travel, demonstration, and practicum.
Yeah. What is the good news?
Oh, what is
about
the good
multiverse?
News?
Because I'm just going to tell you that in the 70s, my family's from Catholics, and the good news really meant the good news of Jesus Christ, and it was a big thing.
Yeah,
the Catholic Church went on a good.
It's a mission.
Have you heard the good news?
Right,
big marketing push.
Yeah,
but you're not talking about that, or maybe you are.
Well, in a way, I am. It's the. I want to call it the spiritual evolution. Like Catholicism, it's got so many dark... My mom was raised Catholic and, beaten by nuns. And
the good news.
The good news... so cute.
The good news. Try to stay focused.
Here. I'm going to, but you have a cute dog. It's what the good news for me is the teachings that I've learned that help me.
Yes.
In my life. Mm-hmm. And those are a lot of esoteric mystery teachings, meditation, yoga, ontology, philosophy, basically just question everything is part of the good news.
Yes.
Breathe. Remember,
yes.
Be aware of your breath and let out sounds.
Now, when you say ontology for the listeners at home who might think that it is a breakfast cereal, what could you tell us? Ontology.
The definition of ontology. My understanding of it is that it's the study of being. Yeah. So it's, who we are and how we are and why.
Here.
As human beings.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you're going to come and see my show, but my show is about all of these things also.
Uh-huh. I am.
From a mostly different angle, because we're different people, I think.
Except for the psychedelic. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Talk about whatever you want.
I mean, isn't there a psychedelic connection in your show?
In my show, there is.
Yeah.
But it's different than what yours is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because like I said, as far as we know, we're not the same person.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Right. Thank you.
You mentioned there's going to be a practicum as part of your show. What does that mean? Sounds like a test. Is there a test? Should I study?
Oh, I like it. Yes. So the practicum part of it is that there will be audience interaction there and participation. There's going to be a raffle, some different kinds of ritual magic work, doing grade signs, and so I'm going to teach the audience that, and they're going to practice that.
Okay.
Yeah. So learning some practical magic.
All right. So what else can you tell us about Psychodelicate? I mean, she's on a mission.
Yes.
From whom or where?
Ah, yes.
Where does she come from, or who's sending her?
Right. So what I've got so far as backstory is that. What I'm playing with is her origin is that she there's a theory in quantum physics about universes popping in and out of existence, like very briefly, right? So my thought was that a universe popped into existence, she came into existence in that universe, and then it popped out of existence, but somehow she was able, because it was such a blip of a situation, that she became an interdimensional traveler.
She got left behind.
Yeah.
Maybe she went to the bathroom and she came back and it was gone.
Right, exactly. Something like that.
I like that.
Yeah. And then I think that who is sending her on the mission is, I think of it as the ascended masters, you know, I like to think of all the different gods and goddesses of all the different religions and, you know, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Saraswati, Kuan Yin, you know, just everybody all together having a party on the astral plane going, this is the new age, the age of Aquarius. Let's let everybody know it's time for, you know, this is the mood. This is what's going on.
So all those gods and goddesses are having a huge party, and they say to Psychodelicate, they send her out to
let the dimensions know that that's
when you're back.
Yeah,
when you're ready, come back. We'll let you in.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know.
Yeah.
Ha ha. All right. What at the heart of her message is what?
Definitely. I mean, question everything. Be in an inquiry into what is reality and what is the human experience and one thing that I recognized recently, I'm growing so much out of this experience of
by
producing
doing the show.
This is my first time producing, and it's just like blowing.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind. So,
no refunds.
I got that the idea, the ego, the personality, the idea of oneself. Is a prison.
The I who is talking, who thinks I am talking at this moment.
That I am this self, and that I am a certain way. And all of that is a made-up construct that holds us into a place, you know, in a box or a, you know, yeah. And
if you can transcend that, who you think you are,
yeah, you're free and powerful and you have anything.
Yeah.
So when I started to realize that I wanted to be a clown, then I started to search out other clowns and learning how to be a clown. And I met someone who's one of my main teachers, Stephen Haves, and have been studying with him for a long time.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's an amazing teacher.
You seem unsure about this whole thing. I said, what's your connection to clowns and clowning? And
uh-huh.
Very tentative.
Well, memory, like trying to recall detail.
I'm not asking recall.
Just connection.
Right now.
Okay.
Why
clowns?
What's useful to you about a clown?
Ah.
What's useful to us about a
clown? Oh, okay.
Or
I've got an answer for that.
Okay.
I love that question because it like, you know, I'm a clown because I love it.
Yeah, what calls to you?
And it's that, what I experience being required of me is to be completely
I'm sorry, that's all the time we have for today. Tune in next week. No, go ahead.
Complete. What's the word? When you
plaid.
Plaid, yeah.
Plaid? Completely plaid? You need to be completely plaid.
Completely.
Sautéed. You need to be completely sautéed.
Yeah, jello.
Jellified.
Jellified.
Shorn. You need to be completely shorn.
Yeah.
I'm just mentioning words because you are
Read. Yeah, I am. It's true. I am. And I wasn't even searching for the actual word. I was searching for a word that was connected to something else. Anyways, okay. Like authentic. Like not... Not any, I'm not like just vulnerable, you know, like releasing that. It's the same thing of releasing the idea of this, that I am a certain way. And, you know, it's like I experience having to let go of all of that and like find a real connection to something in the moment.
Okay. So when you let go of those things, getting things right.
Right, yes. Oh, exactly.
For example,
that's it.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Knowing who you are.
Good.
Knowing who you are, being able to express that or represent that.
Yeah.
Say things eloquently, you know. Uh-huh. So in your experience, when you let go of all of the need to get things right, what do you get?
Aliveness and connection. And it's a good feeling. It feels good. I guess it's happy. But it's different than...
I'm really convinced here.
Yeah.
I guess it's happy.
It's happy.
I guess it's happy.
It's not. It's like, it's angry and sad and scared. It's every emotion. It's everything.
It's all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, that's what, like, why I say alive, because it's just, it's alive.
It's alive. Okay, well, that leads me to my next question.
Okay,
why do you think that some people are deathly afraid of clowns?
Okay, good. Because of that. Because the clown is the truth teller, because it's innocence and vulnerable, like, it's our humanity. And we are fighting that.
Mm-hmm. Let's say again, Psychodelicate's Magical Mystery Comedy Show, part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival, the month of June, 2018. It's going to be, what are you going to say?
May 31st.
Oh, that's the opening.
Is preview.
Preview. Okay.
June 7th is the first, the opening show. June 14th.
Okay.
Is the second show.
I imagine people listening in their car, wrecking in the car, trying to write this down with a little pen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just really proud of how there's like it's three Thursdays, a Saturday, and a Wednesday.
I think you're going to be the only one who knows that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting it. You're enjoying. You're like, oh, cool. It's three Thursdays, a Saturday, and a Wednesday. Wow. Again, this is totally like my show. I was just thinking last night, honestly, people are going to watch my show, and I'm pretty sure that 80% of the people are not going to get 80% of the jokes that I have put in there. And I'm just going to have to live with that. I mean, you know, I wanted to write it like this. This is what my experience is. And the fact that most people are not going to get most of the stuff, some of which I personally think is hilarious, you know. And they're going to be like, okay, I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I go back and forth. Like, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I'm supposed to do a show that people actually understand and that they get it, rather than doing a show that people walk out and say, what the fuck? And then I'm the only one that gets it.
Well, see, this is what I think is what the question that I can't answer about what... I forget what the question even was. But
that's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we have a question that you can't answer, and you forgot the question.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here.
But also, I want to tell my one joke that I've written for the show.
Yes, of course.
Because your story inspired me about it. Because you mentioned the joke, and I wanted to tell it. Metatron's cube goes into a bar. How does it come out?
Spherical. Did I get it right?
You did. Oh, that's one. It's the five platonic solids.
I don't even know what Metatron's cube is. But I got it right. Yeah. That's the joke?
Well, it's the five platonic solids, but the sphere is one of... Wait, maybe that... No.
Wait. What? I didn't get it right?
No.
So wait. So you asked a riddle that was supposed to be a joke. Yeah. And then I guessed, and I said, I got it right, and you said yes. And then you said no.
Yeah.
And I think my show is going to be confusing.
Right.
And yeah. You think people are going to get your show?
No. No, people are going to be walking out like, what just happened?
We should do like a doubleheader. Your show and then my show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's in good. I like it. When I was in college, I went home for Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my friend, hey, let's go see these two movies.
Uh-huh.
And I had never seen them before, and he had never seen them before. And the first one was Eraserhead by David Lynch.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies.
And the other was Pink Flamingos by John Waters.
Oh, my God.
And I forget which movie was first, but after the first movie, my friend stood up and said, I'm leaving. And I said, dude, stay. Stay for the second movie. I promise you it'll be nothing like the first movie. He said, are you sure? I said, I guarantee it. I had no idea what I was talking about, but, you know, I didn't want to leave. And so when the second movie was over, he looked at me and he said, I'm never going to the movies with you again. And that, I think, was 1981. And it's true. We have not been to the movies together since then.
But you're still friends.
No,
but
we're not.
Oh, okay.
We're not still friends.
I feel like those two movies are a good description of what I'm going for with my show.
Back to back, or if you mashed them up together.
And added Rick and Morty and... something else.
I'm not sure there's room for Rick and Morty in there, but okay, it's really 11 pounds of shit in a 6-pound bag.
Yeah, it's bursting.
Well, here, I wrote a new press review for my own show.
Uh-huh. Like,
I don't have any press reviews for my show, uh-huh, but I imagine press reviews, and then I take quotations out from these imagined press reviews. And so if you look on my site, my press page, uh-huh, is all made up quotations. And the one that I thought of last night, which is, I think, going to be accurate, but this is what my, uh-huh, sense of humor is like. It says, I didn't understand it all, and the parts I understood I didn't like. And the parts I liked, I didn't see. How old were you when you first ran away from home?
I guess 19. I had a very happy childhood. And now I'm in a deeply entrenched codependent relationship with my mother.
Have you listened to any of the past episodes of this podcast?
No.
Good. That's perfect. Every week or every episode, mm-hmm, I have a special question that is a sponsored question.
Oh.
And there's a different sponsor generally every week. I think that people sponsor once and then they're like, why did we do that? We're never doing it again. The sponsor this week is the House of Intuition.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with them?
Where is that?
Well, first of all, it's an apothecary.
Yeah.
They sell things for your altar, crystals, candles, and tarot.
That was a very appropriate sponsor that you got.
And they actually have four locations here in Los Angeles. One is in Echo Park, one West Hollywood, one in Highland Park, and one in Santa Monica.
I'll be sure to bring my postcards.
Yeah, the House of Intuition. Yeah, they would probably enjoy the postcards. One of the things that I really love that they do at the House of Intuition, how you doing, is the monthly magic moon box. Yeah, it's a monthly box that they send you. There's two ritual candles for both the full moon and the new moon, and other items specifically curated for working with the zodiac signs associated with the moon cycles or planetary events of that month.
Oh.
So it's a subscription thing.
What a great
turn it off and on at any
package.
Time. Yeah. So that they are the sponsor of this question today, the House
I'm
of Intuition.
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, Apothecary, Altar, Crystals, Candles, and Tarot for locations around Los Angeles. You can find them. It's very easily done. So here's the question. A number of years ago, I was searching for a way that I could, you know, one small person, make the world a better place.
Uh-huh.
And I received an answer from an unknown location.
Uh-huh.
Saying that I could give permission to family and friends to hit me in the face with a pie or squirt seltzer anytime without warning. And so I did that, and they did that, and it's happened now dozens of times in the past 25 years.
Wow.
But this is the question. You're going to do this. You are going to give permission to one person, living or dead, real or imagined, to hit you in the face with a pie. You're going to receive it with love. They're going to throw it with love. Who would you like to throw this pie?
Well, the first person that comes to mind is my mom. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, she's the first person that comes to my mind.
Terry said you have a codependent relationship with her, so it shouldn't be your mom.
Yeah.
So who after your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tell me.
Jill.
Jill.
Yeah, my friend Jillian Fergie Yim.
Jillian Fergie?
Yim.
Yim.
Uh-huh.
And what would that be like for you and Jillian Fergie?
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you imagine? What would it happen?
Well,
how would it go down?
Give us
the salacious details.
Well, we have a very, what do you call it? Yes. Yes, oh, I've been waiting for this. Cuddly doggy. Yes.
So you and Jill.
Jill, so we have a relationship. She likes to verbally and physically abuse me for fun. And
everybody needs a friend like that.
It's the most loving experience, like a friendship that I have had, because I feel fully known and accepted and like, you know, like I know, oh God, yeah, it's that, like, there's something about the deep love coming in a violent and angry package that just makes it, I don't know, so much more real. It's always okay to hit me in the face with a pie or squirt seltzer water anytime and without warning. I want a lot of these.
Yeah, keep reading.
Okay. Pass this card along to friends and family. Experience the sublime service in receiving a pie with love and joy in your heart. Follow Pie Yourself Free on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, so I'll give this to Jill.
You can. I can give you more.
Yeah, give me more.
This one.
Oh, my God.
This is my aunt. She was like 90 years old at the time. She's hitting me with a tasty cake pie, which is why you don't see a lot of cream. Yeah,
okay, good. Yes, I will pass these around.
You can get those cards to
anyone you want. Well, yeah. I'll pass them out in the show. This will be a prize that people can win.
That they can hit you.
They can pie your. No, well, that they get to be pied free. They get a pie yourself free card.
Okay.
That they get to hand to someone else.
Hand to somebody else. Yeah.
And then get.
All right.
Be of service.
Psychonaut anagrams to
shy taco pun.
Yeah, can you make up a shy taco pun on
a shy taco pun? Well, I mean, a taco is a shyness pun.
Explain.
Because it's like it's a little folded over little, like, it's a shy food.
Oh, you think that the folding is because it's
shy. Yeah,
it's, shy.
It's not just open.
Not an open face.
Right. Tortilla.
Too vulnerable.
It's too vulnerable. It's got to keep itself closed.
A taco is much more modest
than
an open-faced roast beef sandwich. For
exactly. Or a tostada.
Oh, raunchy. And now, coming to the stage for the first time, Salacious Tostada.
Yeah, I feel it. I hear the crowd go wild. Uh-oh.
Psychedelicate's Magical Mystery Comedy Show in the upcoming Hollywood Fringe Festival, June 2018. The tickets are on sale right now. And you could go to hollywoodfringe.org to check that out.
Yes, right? Or psychedelicate.com.
Psychedelicate, which is just spelled how you might want to spell it. Psycho, delicate.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I would like to thank my guest, Alea Aquarian.
Yes, thank
you. Go see her show, Psychodelicate's Magical Mystery Comedy Show, the upcoming Hollywood Fringe, blah, blah, blah. I already said all that. If you would like to buy a Comedy Death Star hashtag coffee mug,
ooh,
you can email me at comedydeathstar@acsdigital.tv. I think they're like $13. I can show it to you.
I want one, and then I'm also going to make my own.
Make your own Comedy Death Star coffee mug? Oh, you're going to make yours for your show?
But yeah, I'm going to make...
Yeah, sure. Our theme music was written and performed by Dean Mermel. You've been listening to Comedy Death Star, the official podcast of Actors Comedy Studio right here in Hollywood, USA. I'm your host, Denzel Myers. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Denzel Myers. I'm going to try it one more time. It's Bantz's form to like screw up the outro.
Don't do that.
No, I'm gonna.
But also, do I want to thank you for having me on your show and having a conversation with me?
I'm sorry, we have no time for that.
Okay.